It is 8:22, and it's time for us to have our weekly Friday visit with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, John Hancock.
Good morning.
And good morning, Michael Kelly.
Hey now.
I'm not sure what the status of this meeting is, but it was supposed to be. Volodymyr Zelensky is here in this country, and he's supposed to meet with President Biden, yep. Vice President Harris, and he was also supposed to meet with Donald Trump. That may be no longer happening. But I was curious what you guys thought, if you were a fly on the wall for the Zelensky-Trump meeting, what would they talk about? Because he, at least three times during the debate, refused to say whether he wants Ukraine to actually win the war. And of course, his dealings with Zelensky in the past is what led to his first impeachment. So what do you think that conversation would be like?
I don't know that Donald Trump would even realize that he had insulted Zelensky. I think he's so self-centered that in the meeting he'd just continue to act normally. I can't imagine that Donald Trump's going to want to take this meeting. If you're Zelensky, you have to. You know, we've seen it with the Prime Minister of Israel. We've seen it with other countries that are dependent on the United States. You've got to speak to both sides, but I don't understand why Donald Trump would want to talk to him.
Well, and Trump of late on the campaign trail has been saying that Zelensky comes over here and walks out with $100 billion every time and basically saying that, you know, what are we doing throwing money at this? So, you know, now sometimes Trump's bombast doesn't translate to policy. But I would be inclined to believe his rhetoric here that the days of the United States putting money into Ukraine, if Donald Trump is president, may well be over.
We're now like 5-6 weeks from the election, which is hard to believe.
5.5.
That's crazy. So what do you think this is going to come down to in terms of issues? You've got the economy, you've got the border, you've got reproductive rights. Those kinds of issues. Where do you think this is going to come down?
I think it's going to come down to turnout. It's just, you know, who shows up in these seven states. And I think it's going to be extremely close. I expect that, you know, Donald Trump is not particularly good at focusing in on a particular issue. That's not his strength. His gift is entertainment for a lot of people. So it's going to be a turnout thing. I think there's going to be an awful lot of anti-voting going on both sides. Not they're voting because they don't like Trump. They're voting because they don't like Kamala Harris. And I think that's going to be as much of a driver as any issue.
Yeah, I don't want to not answer your question, but I agree with John. It's turnout that's going to make the difference. If there was one issue that I think will be the deciding issue of this campaign, it's Donald Trump. I think most the decision that will ultimately be for those who might be undecided, whoever those pulseless people are, is going to be whether or not you want 4 more years of Donald Trump. And I think that's what the Democrats have to continue to make this election about and turn out their voters.
Yeah, that's interesting because Trump had positioned the race as about Joe Biden. And he'd done a pretty effective job of that. And he opened up a 6-point lead and he was ahead in all of the battleground states. And now the election is about him. And not her, and that's problematic, I think. But I still think there's a very good chance Donald Trump wins this thing.
He has said, Trump, that you know he feels New York has picked on him, and that's what one of the reasons he's in Florida now. But Eric Adams, my goodness, the mayor of New York in some serious trouble. He is a Democrat. We're not really quite sure all of the allegations against him, but any thoughts on
it's decades long
him going down?
This is a long thing. They looks like they've got him dead to right. I don't understand the legal jucks, you know, the way they jump around and the way they do it. But for him to be solely indicted here after they've been targeting some of these other folks really believes that makes me believe that they're ultimately going to get him. You know, the feds don't bring this kind of stuff forward and rarely do they miss.
Right.
John and I are going to talk about this a little bit later. I mean, this has been going on for 15 years. It wasn't like this guy was the mayor in Indianapolis or St. Louis. He was the mayor of the most important city in the world. How'd he get there?
Yeah, and, you know, this is a federal government. It's a federal indictment. And, you know, in all likelihood, he's going to be found guilty here and he's going to go to prison. And, you know, we need to have trust in these institutions, in our law enforcement institutions, because I don't think the Federal Bureau of Investigation is on some kind of partisan witch hunt. I think they take political crime very seriously, and they should.
What else do you guys have coming up?
Well, we got this new Ghost Army exhibit, really cool exhibit at Soldiers Memorial. We're going to talk to Mark Sunlove, the director there, do our politics section as well. And then Michael's going to, we're going to talk about what's the plan in the city of St. Louis.
That'd be a great question.
There's a plan?
We're going to find out.
All right. All that and more coming your way from 8:35 to 10 right here on KMOX.